Blog Talk Radio.
Here, and we thank God for those that may be listening on the web, and we would like to say a special good evening to Minister Tina Seeley. I ain't seen Tina in the Bible study in quite a while. We would like to say welcome back, Tina. I will say this on top of everything to let everybody know in the lobby, some of you, I know Bonnie knows. But I don't know whether you know or not, Hammer Man. You should have, because I done spoke of it more than once. Sister Tina, when I was first got sick, and I tried to come back and do the Bible study because I was raring to go, and this was fresh out of the hospital in 2018, and I was very weak. I mean, I was very weak. My wind was short, very short, because I was congestive heart failure big time at that time. That was before my operation in 2020. And Sister Tina Seeley came to my rescue. She did my Bible studies for me. Well, I know for a little bit better than 6 months. I know because I got sick in February that year of 2018, and I tried to come back, I believe it was in March or April, to do the Bible studies. And she did them for me all the way up until about November of 2018. So she did them for about 6 to 8 months. So I always would give Tina a special shout-out for that. And we really did appreciate that, because sometimes you rarely can get people to do anything for you these days and time, but she came to my rescue. And we often give her a shout-out for that, because I really did appreciate it, because I really couldn't do no Bible study because I didn't have the wind. So she would do them for me, and then I would just go and do a few. You more than welcome, Tina. It's just the truth. You've done that, so you came to my rescue, so we thank you for that. And so right here, I will do a prayer, and then we'll go ahead on. And I got a couple of announcements I'm going to make, and we want to go and get into tonight's study, because I told y'all I had a twist tonight, and I will get into it after I do this prayer. Y'all bow your heads, please, if you will mind. Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight in the name of Jesus. Thanking you, Lord God, for as well as it is. We thank you for life, health, and strength, Father God. thanking you, Father God, for being the creator, maker of heaven and earth, maker of all things, Father God. We all thank you for touching us this morning. Our eyes flew wide open, and we saw another day, one that we never will see again, Father God, a brand new day. But nevertheless, Father God, you saw fit that we would go out through this day, and we are yet here in the land of the living. Father God, we ask that right now that you would touch the sick and the shut in, Father God, and the bereaved family, Father God. We got a lot of sickness in the land, and Father God, we have a lot of us have lost loved ones that we were dear to us and everything, and Father God, we some of us are still in bereavement, and we ask, Father God, that you would do your number on us and touch us in a mighty way. Father God, we also thank you for your daughter, Son Jesus, the one that died on Calvary's cross, that we might have a right to the tree of life. And then, Father God, once we come down to the river of Jordan and we stick our sword in the golden sand, we ask that you would give us a home somewhere in your kingdom, Father God. Shape your word as a vessel. Bury our souls on a cross in the beautiful land where we will live and reign with you henceforth, now and forevermore. And everybody say amen. Okay, y'all, we thank God for you. And like I said, I don't have that much on announcements, but I do have. I wanna make a mention of this here. We are tonight. Our heart is saddened for the loss of my dear sister and classmate, Sister Deborah Fairbanks. Also, she's the wife of my other classmate, Sheriff Eddie Fairbanks. And it was kind of a blow to me right now. I go way back. We all grew up together. We were childhood friends. We played together all the way through school, high school, up until this present time. Sister Debbie had been on a real pillar of St. Luke Missionary Baptist Church. She sung in the choir, I know. And I started calling her Anita Baker myself. Of course, I didn't know she could do that until I was at one of their choir anniversaries one year, years ago. And I heard her sing a song. She had that deep alto voice just like Anita. And I started calling her that ever since then. And I know Debbie would go, and she have been to my church at Antioch many times, even by herself, and sing. I know because I had to set the keys and play for her. So she's going to be certainly missed and everything. Like I said, our family and our prayer goes out to the Fairbanks and to the Bennetts and their bereavement. And I'm certainly, one of her daughters, I'm not talking about Gabrielle, but I'm talking about Brandy. I am especially close to Brandy because Brandy was my nurse. Ever since when I first became ill, Brandy was my nurse from day one. Up until here just a few months ago, not too long ago, she was my nurse and everything. So our heart goes out to them, and y'all keep them in your prayer. Keep them in your prayer because they right now, it's them now, but it may be us next time. We never know. So with that, I'll just say, as far as the announcement is concerned, that's my only one really, other than the fact that also I have another classmate that have transitioned as well, Sister Lisa Boyer Thomas. She married one of our other classmates, class lady, y'all know what I'm talking about, Robert Thomas. And, I got two classes, y'all, 79 and 80. So I get a bunch of classmates. And Sister Lisa did, she made her transition as well. And so, you know, the class of 79, class of 80, we have had a lot of transitions, either in our class ourselves or either members of our classmates that have lost family members. And so we just want to say, y'all, just continue to keep everybody in prayer. Tonight, I don't have any more announcement other than y'all know that coming up next month, on the second Sunday, will be Resurrection Sunday. And that is a big announcement for me. I love, now we used to say Easter Sunday, but see, y'all, when you learn better, I always was told y'all to do better. And this is how come this Bible study tonight is it got a twist in it. And I'm going to tell y'all right here up front, I am not trying to dismiss anybody I'm not trying to insult anybody's intelligence. I got to say this because people will go out and say, well, you know, Minuteman tried to make a, no, Minuteman ain't tried to do nothing. Minuteman just going to tell you the word and show it to you in the word, and you do what you want with it. But I'm going to tell you the truth, because that's what my channel's always been based about, is the truth. The walk through the word with the Minuteman always been based about the truth coming from the B-I-B-L-E, not about what some man said in a pulpit or woman. No, no, no. It's about what God say. What God say, because a lot of us teachers, we don't say what God say. We say what we want to say. So I've come here tonight to give you the truth based on the word of God. And some of the things that I may say, it may offend some of them. Because, see, we don't want to be told the truth. So hopefully, as I get finished with this study tonight, and like I say, y'all, don't worry about the crowd. Because a lot of people need, what they need and what they get is two different things. People don't want what they need. They want something else. And they try to go for the flamboyant. They go for the big time. And most of the time, you miss your blessings and you miss your knowledge for trying to seek things out of somebody just because they got them, wrote a few books. I don't wrote a few books myself, but I ain't wrote as many as others. But nevertheless, that's no indication that they'll tell you the gospel in the 100% truth. So tonight, I want y'all to bear with me now. I told you beforehand that I'm going to tell some things, and it's going to offend some people because some people are going to fall in this category just like I did at one time. But I always say when you learn better, you ought to do better. When knowledge comes, y'all, ignorance got to go out the window. See, you ain't got no more excuse. As long as you don't know something, you got an excuse. Ignorance is an excuse because I can't do anything if I don't know nothing about it. So in other words, I done gave the disclaimer, and I said it already that you may not like it, some things I got to say tonight, but it's not me saying it. It's the word of God. So right here, I normally tag a little song. But I'm gonna tag a little hymn tonight that I think will go pretty good with my subject matter. And it's called By and By. We will understand it better by and by. And that's the hymn I'm going to reference tonight in essence with this here particular Bible study. And may God bless y'all that are here to hear it. God bless you. Those that are not here, well, God bless them. Hopefully they will hear. If not from me, hopefully from some other source. But they will get the truth. Now, I want everybody to go with me. I may let the computer do a little reading for me. I'm going to use the technology tonight just a little bit. I'm not going to let it do much, but I got something called, I got a twist on this thing. I got to do it this way in order for my study tonight to be effective. I got to do it this way. So I can't let it do the whole reading. I'm just going to let it read a little bit. So I want y'all to go to the book of Acts. I want you to go to the book of Acts. That's the New Testament, for those that may not know that. Go to the book of Acts. It's the book right after St. John. Go to the book of Acts. And the 10th chapter, that's where I'm going to have the computer to start reading, from the book of Acts, the 10th chapter. And y'all put on your seatbelt. Book of Acts, 10th chapter. This is where it reads. Stand by.
Acts 10. There was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian Band, a devout man, and one that feared God with all his house, which gave much alms to the people, and prayed to God always. He saw in a vision, evidently about the ninth hour of the day, an angel of God coming into him and saying unto him, Cornelius. And when he looked on him, he was afraid and said, What is it, Lord? And he said unto him, Thy prayers and thine alms are come up for a memorial before God. And now send men to Joppa, and call for one Simon, whose surname is Peter. He lodgeth with one Simon a tanner, whose house is by the seaside. He shall tell thee what thou oughtest to do. And when the angel which spake unto Cornelius was departed, he called two of his household servants, and a devout soldier of them that waited on him continually. And when he had declared all these things unto them, he sent them to Joppa. On the morrow, as they went on their journey, and drew nigh unto the city, Peter went up upon the housetop to pray about the sixth hour. And he became very hungry, and would have eaten, but while they made ready, he fell into a trance, and saw heaven opened, and a certain vessel descending unto him, as it had been a great sheet knit at the four corners, and let down to the earth, wherein were all manner of four-footed beasts of the earth, and wild beasts, and creeping things, and fowls of the air. And there came a voice to him, Rise, Peter, kill and eat. But Peter said, Not so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean. And the voice spake unto him again the second time, What God hath cleansed, that call not thou common.
Okay, we're going to stop it right there. And I hope y'all were listening. Pray God y'all were listening to that scripture. And if you didn't listen, go and read it. Go and read it. I want to, tonight, from that portion of scripture, if I just had to have a subject matter, this is what I would use. Assuming too much out of God's word can mess you up. Okay, let me say that again. Because some people, y'all busy, y'all ain't paying attention. Assuming too much in God's word can mess you up. You got to go by the book, y'all. You got to go by the book. Now, that with that being said, as I've already disclaimed, there are some people not going to like this message. But it's not mine. This is the word of God. Now, we see here a lot of people have been going to church for many years, and yet still they don't understand. They refuse knowledge. They refuse knowledge. The Bible even tells us that a lot of people refuse. They don't want to know. They refuse knowledge. But let me tell y'all something. We got certain individuals, even today, they're going around speaking about God is through with the Jews, that he's dealing with the church now. That is one of the most ludicrous things you could say, that God is through with the Jews, he's dealing with the church now. The Jews was the church. If it wasn't for the Jews, there wouldn't be no church. I mean, how many times do I have to show y'all that in the Bible? When the day of Pentecost came, that was the birth of the church. In the upper room, there wasn't but 120 Jews. There wasn't a Gentile in the bunch. Remember now, I said Gentile. The subject matter tonight, we're talking about a Gentile. His name was Cornelius. See, this is how come I tell y'all you need to listen when people are trying to tell you something you're doing and shut your mouth and listen. You might learn something. Cornelius is the Gentile in tonight's subject. Cornelius. Cornelius is the Gentile in the night sun. Matter of fact, Cornelius, first Gentile that was introduced and accepted and adopted into the Jewish church. The church was Jewish, period. This is how come the Apostle Paul was preaching. He said, because he couldn't get his own people, the Jews, to understand that now that Christ had come, Christ told us that all people was welcome at his Father's table, meaning that the Gentiles were going to be accepted in, but the Jews could not accept it. And this subject matter tonight that I'm going to try to show you in Scripture, it already done showed you, but I got something else I need to show you. You see, there was no Gentile in that church when it was born. It was only 120 Galileans. They were Jews, every one of them. So how you going to put somebody out of something that started with them? You can't put the Jews out of the church. How can you say God is through with the Jews? Never through with the Jews. Those are the people he chose to get Jesus Christ into this world. He's never going to be through with the Jews. That's in your Bible, too. I don't know what Bible some of us read it. But at any rate, let us stick with this subject matter tonight. Because, see, I ain't even touched on it yet. Because, see, you ain't preached until you make somebody mad. Because everybody's not going to accept the same. But this scripture here tonight, if it's in the Bible, Cornelius was the first Gentile to enter into the church. I know that he was the only Gentile that ended up in the church because that was us. Because you can say Titus was also a Gentile, but he had a Jewish, if I'm not mistaken, I think Titus had a Jewish mother, but a Greek father. I forget now which one it was, but nevertheless, Cornelius was a straight Italian soldier. He was a Roman at that. Now, this is what I want to get y'all to see. That's how come I told y'all that. And if you've been listening, you will understand exactly where I'm coming from when I say this. Cornelius' prayers and arms got the attention of God. Do you hear what I say? Cornelius' prayers and his giving to the Jewish people got God's attention. See what I mean? That's how come the angel came to him. Y'all didn't read it? Y'all didn't hear it? See, that's when I tell you, when somebody's giving you the word, you need to stop all that other stuff you're doing because you're missing. Because the devil don't want you to get it no way. But at any rate, we're going to move on. Did the scripture tell us that Cornelius, a Gentile, his prayers and his giving to the Jewish people got God's attention. And God sent an angel. I want to say I believe it was Gabriel, because Gabriel is that messenger angel. He sent him to him and told Cornelius that your prayers and your giving to the Jewish people, told him that in so many words, it has reached heaven and it has come up before God as a memorial. God remembered him. He told him, so look now, Cornelius, this is what you need to do. You need to send for Peter. That's a Jew. See what I mean? You see what I mean? How can you exclude the Jew when it started with the Jew? He said, you must send for Peter. That's what the angel told him to do. All right? Cornelius got two of his servants and sent them to Joppa, where Peter was residing at a man's house, Simon, a tanner. Now, let me tell y'all what a tanner is. That's a person that makes tin. And it's very stinking in that because the way they have to make that lumber and stuff is very stink. It stinks because they use dung with that stuff. But at any rate, that's not the case I'm trying to make here. But nevertheless, look at what the angel told Cornelius, a Gentile, to send for Peter. Now, continue with the scripture. It says that at midday, it says the sixth hour. Now, for y'all that don't know nothing about Jews, and you don't know nothing about the Jewish customs, the sixth hour is the way they tell time, not different from us. The sixth hour is at midday. Midday, 12 o'clock, high noon. That's what the sixth hour with the Jews. At high noon, Peter went on the housetop, and he fell in a trance. God put him in a trance because God had to show himself. Why? Because some Gentile was coming to him, and God had to prepare Peter. See, y'all, don't worry. You ain't got to take my word for it. I'm going to show it to you in the book. In just a few minutes, I'm going to show it to you in the book. Oh, God prepared Peter because what? Peter is a devout Jew. Now, let us go back. And when I said devout Jew, that meant all of the Jews at that particular point in time, they were very dedicated to the law of Moses. The law of Moses. Now, for those of you that know your Bible, you know plain even well that in the book of Leviticus, Moses, God gave Moses specific laws. He gave them specific dietary laws and specific salutary laws, children of Israel. Did y'all hear what I say? Now, before y'all other folk get mad and start storming out, I said those dietary laws was given and those sanitation laws, God gave them laws to Moses to give to the people. God told him, said, this meat was good for you to eat. This meat wasn't good for you to eat. You shouldn't even have it. It's an abomination to you. That's in the book. That's in God's word. That's not in any man's word. That's in the word. And if you don't think so, go to the book of Leviticus and read the book. It's there. Now, God gave them, Moses did law of instructing those people. They were not to have certain, now, the Jews, the Apostle Paul would tell you this. The Jews called the Gentiles, that means anybody that's not a Jew. The Jews called Gentiles, me and you. They called us dogs. You know why they called us dogs? Because we ate everything. That's why they called us dogs. Oh, yeah, that's why they called us dogs, because we ate everything. And so we were considered dogs because we ate whatever we wanted to eat. That's like a lot of people trying to do that now. But let me tell you something, my brothers and sisters. Don't you realize that if God told a Jew not to eat something, don't you know it'll benefit you too? See, your common sense, don't let nobody fool you now. That's like when I said we assume that God's word says something, and you assume it don't mean you. Yes, it does. If it'll work for the Jew, it'll work for me and you too. So, now, I'm just, all right, I done set that up. Remember now, Peter is a devout Jew. He will not eat anything unclean. But in the vision that God gave him, God put all of them unclean beasts on that sheet and let it down before him. And he told Peter to kill and eat. Look what Peter said. Lord, no, I've never eaten anything common or unclean. Look what he said. But God told him this. Now, Peter was right. He had never eaten anything that was outside of that dietary law. So he was a devout Jew. He was a devout Jew, and he had never done that. But see, God wasn't telling him that he had to eat that unclean meat. God wasn't telling him that. God prepared Peter because he had to go and sleep out a dog, me and you. Cornelius done set for Peter. And it is against the law for a devout Jew to go in your house if you're a dog. Because you're a dog. You eat anything. Jew would not fool with that. And God knew that if he didn't prepare Peter, salvation would have never came to Cornelius' house. So what did he do? He used those unclean beasts to show Peter that, look, but he said, what I have cleaned. Now, he cleaned us up. He didn't clean that bad meat up. But we got some people that will think that God cleaned that. That's because we want to keep eating that slop. We want to keep eating all that junk that's against our body. You remember Jesus said, I did not come to destroy the law. Remember Jesus said that. He said, I did not come to destroy the law, but I came to fulfill it. And he didn't fulfill it by telling you can fool your belly up with all this unclean meat. No, that wasn't the point. Now I got some people right now arguing with me right now saying that is the point. Well, let me tell you something. Since I got 90 more seconds on Blog Talk, since you said that I don't know what I'm talking about, Peter in the same chapter, he tells you exactly what I'm just saying. He explains exactly what I'm just saying. It wasn't the fact that about the four-footed and the unclean beast. God didn't clean the meat up. He cleaned me up. Therefore, not a Jew can deal with me. Salvation came to me through Jesus. Jesus cleaned us up, so we're no longer dogs. We're no longer dogs. Now, for all of you out there that don't believe it, I'm going to give you the scripture. Now, once I give you the scripture, do what you want with it. But I'm glad that the Lord gave me some insight and knowledge to know that you cannot eat poison. Some folks talk about people tell them, certain preacher or certain Bible study teacher told them, if they just pray over you, can eat it. Well, why don't you go to the drugstore and get you some poison and pray over it and go on and eat it? You see how ludicrous and stupid that sounds? All right, I'm going to show you to you. Peter answered his own question. If you look down at verse 28 in that same chapter, you'll see that Peter explained the vision that he had about them four-footed beasts. And look at what Peter said. And that'll prove what my Bible study is tonight. And it proves it was beyond a reason of a doubt. Now, for those of you that are saying I don't know what I'm talking about, look what Peter said within that same chapter. Verse 28 says this. Peter, as he liked with him, he went in and many that were come together with Peter. Some of the Jews came with Peter down there to see if everything was on the up and up. Because like I said, he was devout Jews. They didn't supposed to deal with Gentiles. But look what Peter said. In the vision, he said, and he said unto them, you know how that it is an unlawful thing for a man that is a Jew to keep company or come into one or another nation. See now, Peter, he's giving you the answers to that bit. He's, y'all know it's against the law for me to come to a house that if you're not a Jew, I don't even supposed to come into your house. If you're of another nation, if you're not a Jew, Jews do not mix. He said, we are not even lawful for me to come into your house. But look what he said. He said, but God has showed me that I should not call any man come or unclean. You see that? That's in your book. Peter said, look, it's unlawful. Y'all know it's unlawful for me to come into a Gentile house. It is unlawful for a Jew to do that. He said, but God had showed me. He's telling you about that vision, about them four-footed beasts. God showed me that I should not call any man come or unclean. He didn't say nothing about that meat. See what I mean? God didn't clean the animal. He cleaned me. So now those of you that still think that you can go out and eat all this stuff like pork, it's not good for you. I don't care if you don't like it. I'm just telling you. If you might, I ate it. But when you learn better, you ought to do better. My blood pressure was so darn high, I couldn't get it down. And as soon as I stopped with that pork and taking my blood pressure medicine the way it is, my blood pressure in a few days got up under control. Tell me God don't know what he's doing. So you're going to be foolish enough that you are going to continue to put something in your system. God made your body. Ignorant. That's why Paul called us ignorant brothers. We are ignorant because God made the body. He knows what's good for us. And we just still not going to keep putting poison in it and thinking we can pray over it. That makes about as much sense as you praying and going out there and walking in front of a Greyhound bus and think you ain't going to bust you wide open. Now, I told you that because I showed it to you in the Bible. Now, you do what you want with it. Peter just showed it. He plainly explained the business right there. He said, this is why that those four-footed beasts were let down. God was showing me that I've cleaned the Gentile. He didn't clean that meat. No, how come I know? Because I know how to read. It's right there in black and white. God had showed me that I should not call any man, M-A-N, unclean. He didn't say nothing about that pig. Oh, he didn't clean that pig, but he cleaned the man. Now, I mean, hey, that's I can't put it no better than that, because that's the word. If I go any further than that, then it'll be my word. But Peter told it. Peter explained the vision right there in the book. And we still got people walking around don't understand it. But it's right there. It's been there. I've been on it for years. But see, when we want to do something, y'all, let me say this here. When we got something that we want to do, regardless of the evidence that's put before us, we will make an excuse. We'll try to make an excuse so we could continue to do it. Well, guess what? God gave you free will. If you want to keep eating all that hog and keep have a stroke, go right ahead. Call all that old grease and lard in that darn pork. And a swine is a very nasty animal. Because even animals will not eat a swine. Even animals won't eat it. All you got to, I mean, I've seen it. I've done proved it. I know. I've got some cats. I can get a pork chop. Put it out there. Them cats will not touch it. Because they got sense. They know that meat is hard and not good for you. So, yeah, I tell anybody, now you want to eat it, go right ahead. It's your prerogative. But so don't feel bad when you go to the doctor and they tell you your blood pressure is just about to give you a stroke. Don't feel bad if your arteries clog up and you have a heart attack. It's all that darn pork you eat. And among other stuff, it's the most stuff that we shouldn't have, too. But when you learn better, y'all, we ought to do better. Now, I just proved it to you from the book. Now, you ain't me. You ain't listening to me. That's the Bible. And Peter explained the vision right there in 28. In the same chapter when God gave him the vision, Peter went and explained it. Said, this is what God was trying to show me. It was never about no pig or no hog. It was about cleaning the man up. But he never cleaned that pig up. Peter told us that. But God had showed me that I should not call any man unclean or common. Because Jesus said, everybody is welcome at my Father's table. But he didn't say nothing about pigs. He was saying, oh, we were dogs, but we came into the welfare of Israel by the good gospel of Paul. And Jesus Christ, our Savior, we are partakers now of the common welfare of Israel. Now, I can't put it no plainer than that. And I will just say this here to those of you that's inside this here Bible study tonight on this live stream. I hope that y'all will tell somebody. I hope that y'all will tell somebody. Don't get offended about the truth. Now, if you are eating pork, that's your business. That's your money. Continue to buy it. But don't blame nobody. Stuff's not good. I've seen the documentation. I've seen it. I've seen the documentation. I've seen what them things do. And they cannot even, a hog don't sweat. A hog do not sweat. Therefore, the impurity stays in their system. And anytime, whatever he eat, you eat. Y'all don't know that, did you? God did. That's how come he told them not to do it. So in my closing tonight, I just will say this much. I have noticed, I want to say this, and I don't mean even the harm, but I have noticed certain people, how people dibble and dabble, and when you're touching, in other words, when we go to so much and we do so much dibbling and dabbling, we can't get solid and grounded in nothing. Because we all over the place. But y'all, you need to get grounded and rooted in the word of God. That's where you need to root that. And then therefore you will see when somebody comes telling you some old stupid stuff like in it, talking about praying over something that you could pray over poison and drunk eat it. You wouldn't do that. So why would you do anything else like that? That's stupid. I wouldn't. But like I say, God gave everybody free will. If you want to continue to do it and take a chance with your life, that's on you. But I have decided that what the little bit that I can do, I will do it. If the Lord showed me in his word where things need to be changed, with all the strength that I got, I try to change. And that what I can't do, Jesus will do it for me. But we got to put forth all the effort. Faith without work is dead. Faith without work is dead. So I just ask y'all, the two or three devils y'all was inside this room tonight, you tell somebody about it. Don't be afraid of the truth. Don't be afraid of the truth. And we thank God, we thank y'all for coming. Now may the grace of God and the love of Jesus, sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, rest rule and abide with these our people henceforth now forevermore. Everybody say amen. And we will see y'all as the Lord will next week at the same time, same place. And God be the glory. Good night. Thank you.